From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Television Daily Mass. I am Father John Berteo. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from Philip Elward from Torbay, Newfoundland. This Mass is offered for the deceased members of the Elward and Yeo families. Our thanks to Philip Elward for the gift of the televising of this Mass, to the faithful of Canada and around the world. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Thank you for inviting us into your home for the televising of this Mass, and to celebrate this Mass with the proper disposition of heart, with sincerity and love. Let us ask our dear Lord to forgive us our failures. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary of the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, by whose gift your faithful offer you right and praiseworthy service, grant, we pray, that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For in him every one of God's promises is a yes. For this reason, it is through Christ that we say the Amen to the glory of God. But it is God who establishes with us you in Christ and has anointed us by putting his seal on us and giving us his Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
Have done.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bush, under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus uses ordinary language and ordinary images, such as the one we just heard about salt and light. It's to convey extraordinary truths that transform our minds, our hearts, and our lives, so we can pass it on to others. As you may already know, salt was a very valuable commodity in the ancient world. It was traded like today we trade gold and silver and other stuff in the market. And today it was used to also, in those days, to preserve food before freezers and electricity was invented. Today we still value salt, at least I do. I mean, what's a French fry without just a little pinch of salt? But too much, as you know, is not good for the blood pressure. Still, a little bit flavors our food, as long as it's used in moderation. Like salt, our lives and examples of living should encourage and influence our lives to those we meet and our family members as well, to build up the kingdom of God in great joy. During COVID, we have had a time like no other that we have experienced in the last number of years. And in many cases, watered down our spiritual lives. Sad, but true. Such as not being able to personally attend the Mass and receive the body of Jesus in Holy Communion. So, what do we do? How do we continue as necessary to compromise? Attending this Mass and other Masses, whether on television or the famous YouTube, is a great start, and it is a start. Yet, it does not replace being there in person for those who can safely attend as churches open up. I know of some colleagues who participate at the daily TV Mass. Then they call each other after the Mass and they exchange their views, many of them, views and comments on the homily. How did Father come across? Did he smile? About the music and about the spiritual communion that they have shared through the media. And yet, to keep in mind, this means that the Mass goes on when the TV is turned off or the computer. It goes on because we keep on passing the message down to other people and passing it on so that they can share in the same faith and same celebration. An example of someone who's not able to get out and how a family member reaches out. This friend of mine, her mom was a very sociable person who loved to attend the Mass every day. Unfortunately, because of COVID, she has not been able to go and visit her mom. So what she does is at a certain time every day, she phones the mom who has a phone in her room, and the two of them pray the rosary together. Her mom says, "I look forward to this time in sharing that beautiful, beautiful prayer with my daughter." And then after that, we chat about how things are going on in the family. Time that they will never forget that they had together. See, this gesture is putting a spiritual flavor on both the mother and the daughter, whose relationship has and continues to be flourished through the spiritual unity of praising Jesus and our Blessed Mother in this very special way. In ancient times, Jesus, as I said before, used common words, ideas, and examples to demonstrate the heavenly kingdom. Today, he continues to inspire us to relate his message with the gifts of the modern technology, phone, Zoom, or whatever else you may have at your disposal. And of course, not forgetting this daily TV Mass. Just a word of thanks for those of you who continue to support this ministry that does so much for so many people around the world. Thank you for sharing of your gifts, and us, all of us priests, for sharing the gift of the Eucharist to others through the world, through the television media. I close with one suggestion that you've heard before. Please pass the salt. My fries are getting cold. I love that salt. But even more, can you please pass on what you have learned in this gospel, what you have learned from this Mass, what your faith has encouraged you to pass it on to others? Better than salt, passing on our faith, passing on the Word of God that we hear through the Gospels, is truly, truly is life-giving. May God bless you for caring. May God bless you for your faith, for practicing it, and for passing it on. Amen. Together, let us pray for Pope Francis, for his protection and well-being. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of our generous sponsor from Torbay, Newfoundland, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For personal courage to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those of you who have called or written to us for specific intentions, especially for unity in our families, that they may live in peace and pass on our faith to others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our beloved dead, that they may rest in peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In praise of our Blessed Mother, please join me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Through the mystery of this water and wine, we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
With humble spirit and comfort, accepting the said value, your Lord, may I sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Lord, wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Pray that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands
for the praise and glory of his name,
for our good and for the glory of his church.
May these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, become for you a pure oblation and for us a holy outpouring of your mercy. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in goodness you created man, and when he was justly condemned, in mercy you redeemed him through Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty. Dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring you to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Thomas, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who please you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
It's time to pass on the peace of Christ to maybe those around you, and if not, then to think of someone you'd like to be at peace with. Peace be with you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy to enter the marriage, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of Christ bring me to everlasting life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen. Let us join together in this prayer to Saint Joseph. Hail, guardian of the Redeemer, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To you, God entrusted his only Son. In you, Mary placed her trust. With you, Christ became man. Blessed Joseph, to us too, show yourself a father and guide us in the path of life. Obtain for us grace, mercy, and courage, and defend us from every evil. Amen.
Let us pray. May the working of your power, O Lord, increase in us, we pray, so that, renewed by these heavenly sacraments, we may be prepared by your gift for receiving what they promise. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The power of God's Spirit reaches many people around the world in different languages, and I heard from someone from the place that I was born and grew up, that they watched this TV mass and they said, oh, can you say it in Portuguese? No, not right, not yet, anyway. But they're working on getting a translation. The point that I'm trying to make is that no matter what language that we are speaking, when we are united in the Spirit of Christ, the gestures, the movements, the communion, the blessing, and so on, they all unite us. And so thank you for wherever you are. Thank you for watching and supporting this ministry that brings so much to so many people around the world. Merci beaucoup. Muchas gracias y muito obrigado. And God bless you all. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from this Eucharist in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.